Blog Talk Radio.
Is your business protected against the threat of malicious litigation and frivolous lawsuits? Are you sinking company profits into marketing campaigns that do nothing to contribute to the growth of your business? Bottled Business Sense provides practical business perspectives that uniquely emphasize both legal and media marketing strategies to protect and ensure the longevity of your business. And whether you're trying to provide a startup business with some level of stability, or an established business with foolproof asset and estate protection, or simply attempting to get a better return for your business marketing dollars, Bill Bernard and Rick Muscoso will expose potential pitfalls to ensure the security and growth of your business, free from unwanted expense and the threat of litigation. You'll learn how to implement marketing and protection tools equal to those used by today's most successful corporations. Let's join Bill and Rick for today's Bottled Business Sense Show.
Well, good morning, everyone. Hope you're having a great day today here on Tuesday. This is the Bottled Business Sense Show. We meet here every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Today we have a great topic from my co-host, Bill Bernard. But before we get into that, let me welcome Bill onto the show. Bill, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Rick. How about yourself today? Great morning outside. Nice spring morning, and we're here back with the Bottled Business Sense Show, and I'm trying to prevent a sneeze here. But other than that, I've got my morning coffee, and we're ready to go to help our business owners try to both protect and make their business grow, right?
Awesome. Well, that's great. Today we have a great topic to extend our discussion about legal topics with Bill, and that is the question of the topic today is, can you place an employee on unpaid suspension? So Bill's going to talk about that today, and why don't you go ahead and kick it off and open up our discussion.
Excuse me. Well, you know, Rick, as I was sitting and talking to one of my clients in the last couple of days, he has been growing his business rather rapidly, and he's had the opportunity to bring on several new employees, and he's trying to decide which people might fit into the employee category, which people might be better suited as being independent contractors, when and how does he use independent contractors. Of course, we did a whole show on that previously, which is in our library. But more specifically, he was inquiring as to whether or not he can put somebody on unpaid suspension or leave without pay if he brings them on as an employee. And that prompted me to think about this issue and say, you know, maybe this is a good way, a good show that we need to do, because we deal obviously with small business owners and large business owners, but try to gear a lot of topics toward the small business entrepreneur, as you know, but even small businesses begin to grow. And I mean, that's what we profess to want our listeners to do here, right? We want to not just only protect them, but we want their business to grow. And as it grows, chances are you may experience the need for employees at some point. Well, you know, sometimes things go wrong with employees, Rick. And sometimes you face some issues and some problems down the road. And, you know, we've done shows on what to do if you're facing some sort of termination of an employee. But what happens if the employee is not going to be terminated per se at this particular time, but rather has a problem in the workplace and needs to be disciplined and maybe even needs to have an investigation performed, whereby you want to place them on leave so they don't do any further damage while the investigation is taking place, should the investigation bear rotten fruit, as you might refer to it. You're investigating, you find out bad things, you want them off the job in case you find those bad things out. You don't want them doing more damage on the job.
Yeah. So what kind of options for the employer? What kind of options do they have in this type of situation?
Well, the first thing we need to do is define what unpaid suspension is and who you can place on unpaid suspension. because the idea is you want to suspend them from their job, you want to not pay them, right? Remember that you have issues that arise, and you're going to see here, I'm going to say at the outset, we're going to come full circle on this show, and I hope everybody will catch what I mean by that as we move along. But we're talking about the fact that if you have an exempt employee is somebody who is on a salary and is not entitled to overtime. This person is placed on a salary because they generally exercise a certain degree of responsibility in their job. They're required to earn at least $455 per week. They're required to make at least $23,660 per year. If you're a salaried exempt employee, that's going to be your situation, and you can't, under some conditions, go ahead and suspend somebody like that and put them on unpaid leave. So how do you get around that, I guess, would be the question for our listeners and our viewers, right? How do you deal with somebody like that? And, you know, you have to realize that with an exempt employee, the amount of hours that they work is irrelevant. It doesn't matter, okay? As long as they're working during the week and they're coming in and fulfilling the hours that they're supposed to fulfill as a salaried employee, they're entitled to be paid. The quality of their work doesn't even affect what they're to be paid, unless at some point you can place them on unpaid suspension, which again, we're going to get to. But if you're placing them on unpaid suspension, even that really doesn't have to do necessarily with the quality of their work. It has to do with some problem in the workplace, right?
Yeah. Now, you're talking about exempt employees. Regardless if they're in, I mean, basically anywhere, right? Not just in California, but anywhere.
I'm speaking specifically towards California employers right now. However, there are certain federal laws that would apply to all states. Okay, what unique nuances may exist in other states, I'm not privy to. But if I mention a federal law, then that would be indicative to everyone that that has to be followed no matter what state you're in. Okay, so how does an employer make a salary deduction from an exempt employee, one who is on a salary, not being paid hourly? Because after all, this is what you're going to do, right? You're going to, right, Rick? You're going to make a salary deduction by placing them on unpaid administrative leave. Okay? Now, before we go further, just to preface this a little bit, unpaid administrative leave is a decision the employer makes because of a problem in the workplace. He says, okay, Mr. or Mrs. Employee, you're no longer going to be working while this investigation takes place, and we're not going to pay you. Remember that there are a lot of instances where a salaried employee, because this is how we started at the top of the show, a salary employee many times and oftentimes is placed on paid administrative leave. So they do something wrong in the workplace. Okay? They're placed on paid administrative leave. Why? Because they're a salaried exempt employee and the employer has none of the exceptions we're going to discuss to be able to put them on unpaid administrative leave. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah, I think
clear as mud, Rick?
Yeah, absolutely. I think many of us are more familiar with unpaid administrative leave than what you're going to talk about here today.
Well, not if you're in the salary world. If you're in the salary world, you're probably more likely to be thinking about paid administrative leave.
Yeah.
I remember many years ago I worked for a large law firm, people know, and I had a lot of large institutionalized county and city clients. And many times labor law problems would come up, employment law more specifically, those problems would arise and people accused of employment law violations would be placed on paid administrative leave. So now we're going to discuss some of the exceptions on how you put somebody who's a salaried exempt employee, in other words, an exempt employee is a salaried employee. How are you going to put them on unpaid administrative leave when they're normally used to receiving paid administrative leave? And before we do that, we're going to talk about one of our sponsors here today. I think it's a great sponsor. I think you and I discussed this before, Rick. We've gone to this place before. It's called Hannah's Restaurant, H-A-N-N-A-S, or more specifically, H-A-N-N-A apostrophe S. It's in Rancho Santa Margarita, and I'm reading it now. It's 22195. That's 22195 El Paseo, P-A-S-E-O, in Rancho Santa Margarita, and their phone number is 709-2300, and that's 949 area code. They have great steaks, great seafood, but more importantly, I don't know if business owners realize this, because it's great for two reasons. Number one, they have a big back room that they just put in where you can have client functions. Great place to take clients. Great place to take clients. Here's the other thing. They have a policy. Think about this, Rick. They have a policy where you can bring wine in and drink your own wine for free without any corkage charge.
Oh, nice.
Now, for a family, that's a big savings, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent. I mean, let's face it. You come in, you get a $30 steak, and you pay, what, $60 for the bottle of wine, right?
Right.
Or whatever it might be. But in any event, they have these functions there, and they have this wine policy, or you can bring in your own, because the owner once spoke to me and said, his name is Dave, he said, it's more important to me and my clients come here and enjoy the food and the atmosphere than it is to have them have to pull out their wallet and pay for wine.
Yeah, I think it's a great place. I mean, we being involved with my daughter's school when they were in high school, we did fundraising activities there where Dave in the restaurant would offer back a small, you know, a certain percentage for our fundraising, and you know, not many places will do that. There's certainly a friendly place that will tend to that type of fundraising for, especially for its small groups, high school, sports, whatever it is. So I've always had a great experience there. So
local owner, if you're ever in the Southern California area, specifically Rancho Santa Margarita, which is near the Mission Viejo, South Orange County area, go to Hannah's Restaurant. Again, 22195 El Paseo in Rancho Santa Margarita, 92688. Phone number 949-709-2300. Okay. Let's get back to the show, and let's talk about some of these exceptions to being able to put an exempt or salaried employee on administrative leave. One of them would be to handle a personal affair, Rick. So if you've got to leave your job to handle a personal affair, whatever it might be, a personal problem that you might have. You might have it could range from anything from a child disciplinary problem in school, or having to travel and go someplace and attend to an outside business interest if you happen to have one, or whatever whatever would be defined as a personal issue. That would not necessarily be medically related to you, that would be in a circumstance where the employer could deduct from the salaried employee's pay, could dock and pay for being gone. The second would be where you're going on medical leave, because medical leave is going to be covered by either state disability or by the Family Medical Leave Act, which is enacted by the federal government. The most common that come to mind I'll give you a real life example. My brother had heart surgery, and he went on state disability. He was paid state disability in lieu of being paid his salary. And of course, he's a salaried exempt employee. So if you have some sort of a medical leave issue where you're going to be compensated by a state or federal agency, then of course the employer can have that substitute for your pay. Remember, for disability or illness where you have disability insurance, if disability insurance is picking up the tab, now you're going to be able to say, okay, disability is paying your salary in effect, so I can be assured of not having to also pay you the salary while you're on disability. Mm-hmm. And that may be extended for quite some period of time. Now, you've noticed so far, Rick, one thing, haven't you, in the first few that we've mentioned? None of these involve, as of yet, any disciplinary problems, right?
Right.
The person is being being told, this exempt salaried employee is being told he or she is not going to be paid because of one of the exceptions to the general rule, but it has nothing to do as of yet with some sort of disciplinary act. When I was with my law firm, many of these disciplinary actions involve for salaried employees. And so now we're going to start getting into some of the areas where you can have a disciplinary action for a salaried employee and hopefully get them to the unpaid status.
Right. Before you go on, I just have a quick question. So in these three examples that you gave us, what type of formal notification would an employer require of the employee?
Well, for a medical issue, usually the forms are filled out by the agency who's going to pay you the leave. Pay you for being on leave, and that's the employer is aware of those forms and has copies of those. In the first instance where you're handling personal affairs, that should be something that is provided by way of notice in an employee handbook that's provided to the employee as a policy of the company when he or she is hired. And you're going to see that leads right into the next few issues, Rick, and why we have always held that an employer should have an employee handbook. And why it's so critically important. Before we actually get to that point, there's one more I want to mention, and that is to serve on a jury or as a witness, or when you're on temporary military leave, you may deduct from the employee's salary only that amount that he or she receives for being paid as a juror, being paid as a witness, or being paid for military service. Okay.
Okay.
Now let's get into the real crux of this, and let's talk about the two most important ones, in my personal opinion. They have to do with some problems in the workplace. The first one would be where you can deduct from the salaried employee's salary in good faith. You can deduct for infractions of major safety rules. That is, you've heard of Cal OSHA. There are safety rules that employees cannot do in the workplace, or they must follow, I should say, in the workplace. Safety hazards need to be aware of that could pose a serious danger to themselves or other employees. What's one of the principal ones that come to mind? Fighting in the workplace or some sort of physical confrontation or any kind of a problem that would cause a serious potential threat to the health and safety of the employee or other employees, you can generally indicate that someone is going to be placed on unpaid administrative leave as a salaried employee. It's very, very important that all of these standards be set forth in a proper employee handbook. While you might be able to swing the pendulum and dodge a bullet and do this without one, the employee handbook clearly covers all the bases because all of the safety standards that need to be followed are always first and foremost a critical part of an employee handbook. And of course, that employee handbook provides notice to the employee when he or she comes on board. And then the last one, Rick, would be coming full swing. As we said at the beginning of the program, I said we're going to come full swing, right? Salaried employee, an exempt employee, cannot have their wages docked, if you will, or deducted. But what happens if they're a disciplinary problem? They're suspended, and we said before, right, that most people if they're salary employee or put on paid administrative leave. How do you get them on unpaid administrative leave? If you have a written, not an oral, but a written policy that says that suspension may be applicable under certain conditions and you will not be paid if you're suspended, Mr. Salaried Employee, guess what? Two things must happen. Number one, that policy must apply to all employees, whether they're salaried or hourly. And number two, it must be written and notice given. And where would you suggest, Rick, or think that notice would be given?
Notice by the employee? Is that what you're saying?
Notice to the employee.
Well, via...
The infamous employee handbook.
That's right. That's right.
Now, I'd like to put you on the spot. I'd like to put them on the spot.
Just want to make sure that I'm paying attention here.
That's right. You know, this is so important. An employee handbook, generally a good one that covers everything for most companies today, are anywhere between 30 and 40 pages. Very detailed and cover the full gamut of what, including the latest stuff that you have to worry about in the workplace about using cell phones and computers for personal use and all that stuff. You really need to have an employee handbook. So now we've got the situation where we talk at the top of the show about a salaried or exempt employee who can now, instead of being put on paid administrative leave, can be put on unpaid administrative leave if he or she is a disciplinary problem in the workplace and it's set forth in a written policy in an employee handbook and it applies to all employees, not just certain employees. So the moral of the story, get yourself an employee handbook and make sure you cover not just this area, but so many other more important, just as important, I should say, areas that that the business owner, especially the small business owner, needs to be aware of today, Rick.
So for the viewers out there, I know I have this question. They're probably wondering this as well. Does any of this discussion apply to non-exempt employees?
Remember, non-exempt employees are not covered in this topic. So in other words, non-exempt employees and how you're going to deal with them can be put out in an employee handbook anyway. I would suggest that certainly because you're going to cover all employees in an employee handbook. But you don't have the same worries about violating workplace issues with non-exempt employees because they're put on an hourly wage and they must work and be there on an hourly basis in order to earn their pay. That's a premise or underlying foundation for them to be able to earn their pay. That's not an underlying foundation necessarily for an exempt or salaried employee because how much work the employee accomplishes or the quality of the work is not necessary for an exempt employee. That employee just needs to be there and follow the guidelines set forth by the employer as an exempt employee, and he or she will earn his or her pay. With an hourly employee, if the employee is not there for an hour or a half an hour or 2 hours or whatever the case may be, they can be docked those wages because they are non-exempt. Okay? Yeah. They don't have the same rules and regulations that are in place for exempt employees. So I guess the short answer to your question is I would make sure that I have an employee handbook that covers all of these issues, Rick. Mm-hmm. And what's the simple answer to the question? All of these things we've been discussing, what did we end up saying at the very end? Have them apply to all employees, right?
That's right. That's right.
So isn't it simpler and isn't it cleaner and isn't it better to have an employee handbook that sets forth rules and regulations for all employees? And if you have to make particular rules to cover the basis for exempt employees, then of course you're going to do that.
I have a sneaky suspicion you probably know the answer to, but if somebody was looking for someone to create a employee handbook, where would you suggest they go?
Yeah. see how folks, how Rick likes to sneak in these plugs for me. You know, by the way, he does this all the time, and I love him for it, but I do not ask him to do that, and I don't tell him to do that prior to the shows. But yes, I do employee handbooks. I have done them for a number of existing clients, and they're very thorough. And if you would ever need one, I'm happy to help you out. If you want to give me a call at 949-413-6535 or 949-698-6222, or of course at WFBLegalConsulting.com or email Bill at WFBLegalConsulting.com. These are important areas, Rick. You know, these are areas we need to have discussions about because they directly affect our following, our business owners. They're important issues, and you know, just about every issue we talk about here, it's all guided or pointed in what direction? One direction only, mm-hmm. And that is to what?
Oh, to
keep them off
the courthouse
the
steps.
Courthouse steps, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, keep them out of the court because once you get in court, it's going to get a lot more expensive. And it's going to get a lot more expensive even if you win. Why? Because you're paying your lawyer, right?
Yeah.
And chances are you're going to settle the case. Good chance you could settle the case even when you're not at fault, and that's going to cost you money, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is great. This is a great discussion for the folks that are looking for help in employee issues, employer-employee issues, like this comprehensive employee handbook. Please call Bill if there are other legal resources that you are looking for. Check Bill out. He has a brand new website with a ton of resources and legal information there that you can go and read up on. And if you need to go into a little bit deeper, get a little bit more deeper information, just please reach out to Bill. He'll be happy to help you out.
And who designed that new website, Mr. Moscoso?
Well, I think I know the guys. Yeah. Yeah.
You know the guys. R2 Visual Studios did that. And of course, did a fantastic job. Really upgraded my last site tremendously, and still a few little details. But I'm learning from Rick, so I don't have to bug him so much. I can go in there and do a lot of stuff myself, and that was the whole point of having this new site done. But in any event, real quick before we close the show, Rick, where can we get a hold of R2?
You can reach us at r2visualstudios.com. My email address is rick@r2visualstudios.com, or you can reach me by phone at 949-667-1182. So.
And as we close the show, look for on the website, WFBLegalConsulting.com, there is, under the resource section, a section called Bottled Business Sense Show and also Bottled Business Sense Newsletter. The newsletter came out on April 13th for April and is there and has a lot of interesting articles, stuff I try to put in there is applicable to the everyday business world. In the areas of estate planning, employment law, and asset protection or you know, company formation. So please look at that, and also you'll see our library of shows on Bottled Business Sense Show under that resource item, and as well at bottledbusinesssenseshow.com and blogtalkradio.com/bottledbusinesssenseshow if you want to just listen to some audio.
Yeah, and folks.
Well, until next week.
Oh yeah, before you sign off there, Bill. Just so people know that if you do have some specific topics regarding legal topics or marketing topics, reach out to us. You know, we want your feedback, and we shape some of the topics that we speak about based on our customer feedback. And you can always send in an email to us at bottledbusinesssenseshow@gmail.com. Reach out to us on Facebook and Google+, or you can tweet us at BB Sense Show. So we look forward to hearing your feedback. And if you'd also like to be a guest on our broadcast here, we'd welcome that. So reach out to us on Gmail, and we look forward to having you in one of our future episodes.
And you notice Rick and I, we did a lot of shows early on in the studio together. Now we're in separate studios. We will from time to time go back and do the joint studio. A lot of this has to do with our scheduling and our schedules, and it gets kind of hectic sometimes. But the same quality video and sound is always present, and that's all due to Rick and his skills. So we hope you enjoy that. We hope you take advantage of it more specifically by going back and listening to in our archives to the show. This is Rick. We always say this is free information. And please note my wonderful disclaimer at the end of the show. Be sure to read that, because you know we don't know everybody's specific situation, but it's general and educational information. And I've always said I think you'd have to be somewhat remiss not to take advantage of the free stuff. So having said all of that, we'll look forward to seeing you next week on next week's show, every Tuesday at 10 a.m. right here, same time, same place. And in the meantime, have a prosperous, great week, and go out there and make some money. And I'll see you next week, Rick.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much for the great episode. Folks, we'll see you on the next episode here of the Model Business Show next Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Take care, everybody.